to you live. It is 5-7-2021. And, oh, I'll tell you, it's just really great. While you're waiting for the Chinese rocket debris to plunge to Earth and all of that, and old Red China Joe, $6 a gallon, don't you know, coming right up, and then, oh, man, we're on the right place. While the Portland, the demonstrators in the streets pulled out the AKs and the AR-15s because a guy wanted to turn and go down the street, and he never threatened to hit anybody. He was going slow, and they went up, and they took out his tires and back windows of his car. And some shots were fired, although it's not clear. They don't show that. But I believe they popped his tires with the guns and also the back window. So consequently, no cops there, and then they're pretending on the video that he was trying to run them down, and they're not providing assistance. Well, bull hockey, horse hockey, you know what I'm saying? This stuff is going to go wild in the streets. You need to watch your doors when people knock or come to your door or ring your doorbell. Don't automatically assume like you did 20 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, I'm just telling you, this stuff could happen, the home invasion, the quick flash. You're in the parking lot of the grocery store. You need to be carrying heat. You need to be carrying a pistol or some kind of a weapon of some sort, all right? And have it at the ready, because I'm going to tell you, this stuff is getting ready to go wild, weasel. And that is going to be something that most people are not ready for at all. Now, at the same time, I am reminded, you see, we have in the Russian border, old Biden's got 28,000 troops. They're having a big drill with NATO, and it's called Defender Europe 21. 28,000 troops practicing with artillery fire and short-range missiles and all this stuff. Meanwhile, the United States is wide open. The Gulf Coast is open. We got a Chinese loony balloon up over Mississippi, Louisiana, in that area right now still. That's the one that helped create the storms, allegedly. Helped create the storms, intensified the tornadoes. Where they even said down in those areas that some people said that, hey, we knew there were rainstorms coming, but nobody ever said there might be a tornado warning. We never got any warning. This hit the neighborhood. That's because they intensified, they jerked up and ginned up storms within that step real quick. So while old China Joe's trying to get the Russians to fight, don't you know, our stuff in the bunkers, our stuff in the deep silos did not work, apparently, while the Russians are getting ready to put up the big boys, okay? And they drive them around on the trucks in Siberia or this place or that place, the other place. You don't even know where they're at. So then I hear today also that the Chinese, you know, rocket stuff is falling down, 10 billion tons or whatever it is, okay? Whatever it is, and quite frankly, the Secretary of Defense, who's allegedly a hybrid, Secretary of Defense said, oh, we don't have any really any plan to shoot it down or anything like that. Well, you know what? You used a particle beam weapon that came out of Yuma at the proving grounds of Yuma, Arizona, went up and hit something in space years ago. You could use one of those, couldn't you? You could use a TR-3B that's got a laser weapon or that has a particle beam weapon on it. You could use that. You got bigger stuff than the TR-3s up there. You got bigger stuff yet. You got solar warden ships. Some of them might even have 15,000 space marines. you could just vector in on the son of a buck, and maybe you could land a few of them on it, you know, on the Chinese debris. Or you could shoot it with the weapons that are on the Solar Warden craft. You got also, you got all kind of other satellites that got zappers on them. You got stuff on the big lasers that you tested where you were shooting them from upper atmosphere through pickup trucks in Ohio. Yeah, up by Springfield, out in the country, up in that area, where you had a Ford pick-em-up truck and you used a laser because that was probably an extremist in that Ford pickup truck, probably U.S. White supremacist extremist. And you tested, Boeing allegedly tested their laser from up above, way up above, up high, and zapped that Ford pickup truck through and through. Why don't you use some of that there, hybrid boy? I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, these people are for crap. And if anybody wants a dictionary search tonight to look up terms, because there's a lot of young children, there's kids that listen to this, teenagers, all kind of people. You get you out an American Heritage Dictionary or whatever, one of the good dictionaries, whatever will best give you a definition for the level of school that you have with your kids, a Webster's, whatever it is. And you look up the following words. Communism. Socialism. Fascism. Oligarchy. Democracy. You know, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for supper, right? That's democracy. Or republic. You can look up oligarchy. Oligarchy, republic, democracy, communism, socialism, fascism. That would be a good thing to do and compare and contrast it while you work with it with your children, all right? And let me tell you what. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's what the red letter Lord Jesus has to say in Revelation 4. Now, let me tell you, as this stuff starts to go and go wild, you're going to see it and you won't get the warning. There won't be any warning thing. There will not be. The warnings are already taking place. We've been telling you to get ready for the warning for quite some time. We've been telling you on this show to get prepared, okay? Red China Joe, $6 gallon gasoline already up for premium in California. Only 266,000 jobs because they're paying people $21 an hour, paying people $21 an hour or more to stay at home, and they won't take the job. So meanwhile, the stores, the business, they go out of business, and then all he's doing is just creating and trying to pass more stuff to spend more money and to raise the taxes and destroy this country. So you're in Portland, Oregon, and they're doing a dance down the street, blocking the traffic, and no police there. No cops whatsoever. No cops whatsoever. Black Lives Matter, whoever it was, Antifa, I believe it's Black Lives Matter for the most part. They got some new an acronym or some new series of letters on their jackets. They all got printed up their uniforms. And somebody in a small SUV or little station wagon tries to turn to go down his street so he can go to wherever he needs to go. He's not trying to hit anyone. You can see the video. And then, boom, out come the AKs and the AR-15s, and the next thing you see is that all four of his tires are shot out, and the back window of his vehicle shot out, and then now they're saying, oh, he tried to hit us, and blah, 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 blah. They'll probably, the cops in Portland, probably arrest that person. Now, I'm going to tell you what, I like DeSantis and some other places where they've done the deal that if you're going to, you find yourself in a riot or something like that, and you push on the gas to get out of the way, and then if you hit anybody, it's on them, it ain't on you. I tell you what, I remember one guy tell me years ago, 1989, and he had turned down the street, he was getting ready to go to a nice restaurant and all that, and he turned down like a back street, you know, come around the corner to where all the restaurants were. And all of a sudden, he sees a guy in the middle of the road with that pump shotgun pointing right at him. And he said he told everybody to get down in the floorboards. And he said, I ducked my head where I could just barely see. And he said, I floored my car and I aimed right at him. And that guy pumped that shotgun and blew it and pumped it again and blew it. And then he said, I nicked him on the edge and I kept going. And he said, I don't care if there was a cement truck coming, followed by three Greyhound buses and a Peterbilt, you know. He said, I was going through that dadgum intersection to get to where I wanted to go. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff will intensify. You need to be watching out for the person who comes to try to sell you the pest control or the, oh, we'll clean your gutters or the leaves or something like that. You just tell them through the door, not interested, or if you got material, you got a flyer, leave it on the door handle. If I want it, I'll call you. Just say, no, thank you. Head on down the road. And I'm not against sales or against even people knocking on the doors, but in this day and age, ain't no way. Bingo, there's your bing, bang, boom, and there is your home invasion, all right? And you better hope you got a 9-year-old in the background and knows where your pistol's at or your shotgun and knows how to use it. Otherwise, it's lights out. All your stuff gone. Oh, I tell you what, it's just going to be worse and worse and worse. And you know who told us that? I tell you who told us that is the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. I've read it to you enough times, don't need to read it again. Don't need to read it again. Now, China plans an Atlantic naval base and to revive a strategic Pacific airstrip. Well, they're going to go to war? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Then we need to put a base. Maybe we should put a base on Taiwan. Maybe we should put a naval base on Taiwan with something up there. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm going to tell you, you have to watch out for Taiwan as well because they had a deal, some of their politicians had a deal with what was called the Warm Springs Treaty, where they went ahead and made some little overtures with the Red Chinese, the mainstream, and then now these current people are not involved with that, which is good. And now CDC says, oh, airborne coronavirus is a threat. Oh, airborne coronavirus is a threat. Oh, I guess you better go back home. We better lock it all down. Less than 1% kill ratio. Of course, I can't tell you what, you know, somebody might take, but in the past, we've heard anecdotally that people had ivermectin or that people had hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak, okay? And that people took vitamin D and zinc, and also other vitamins, and they took mezzo silver and a whole lot of stuff. Told you, 17 years ago about Frank Keyes and mezzo silver, purest colloids, who is an FDA-inspected manufacturer, and he said he kept getting all kind of pallet orders, loads orders for pallet after pallet of 5 gallon. A 5 gallon carboys of mezzo silver. And that was right when the SARS novel coronavirus first popped up, number one, in Hong Kong, and then it also made it into Canada, if you remember. So consequently, he kept shipping it to them, and then after SARS went away in Hong Kong, he was approached allegedly by an attorney. Well, he told me he was, so it's not even allegedly. I talked to him about this years ago. And that the Chinese sent an attorney to try to buy his corporation, his company, offered him, said, what's your big number? What's your best number to sell out? And he said, well, that's no problem. We can get you that in cash or whatever. And then we'd also like you to run it at a big salary every year and keep running it just the way you're doing it. So consequently, he did not sell, and as far as that goes. And it's just going to get crazier, but you can't talk about that anymore, apparently, because they free speech people want to ban free speech. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's just getting right now time to where you need to be praying. And you need to pray to Lord Jesus to protect your family and you against all evil and to provide you true sanctuary. And also, if you be disposed to serve, you say, Lord, if there's somewhere that you need true sanctuary, let me set them up and protect them. And if you need me on the line, Lord Jesus, put me on the line in the middle of it, and I'll stand with you against all evil. There's power in the blood of Jesus, people. And I'm going to tell you what, when they come for you, you remember that and use that as your fighting cry, because I'll tell you what, if you're with the true CIC, the true Commander-in-Chief, the true Lord Jesus, you're with him and he's with you, then you already know where you're going to go if you were to lose your life. You'll be with him in everlasting life with him in heaven. At the same time, he may protect you and allow you to take out the enemy and stand against him and protect other people, you see. And in order to do that, the thing that wins wars is supply and logistics. Supply and logistics so that he or she that puts the most fire down range in a concentrated effort will win the day. Meanwhile, Fauci, who's already been proven to have given $3 million, or allegedly been proven, to the Red Chinese Wuhan lab for, you know, specialized research that was being done in the U.S. along with some people at the NIH that Fauci's in with, and allegedly some from North Carolina and the university down there in the Triad, gain-of-function research, which then was outlawed by the Congress. And so then Fauci gave them the grants to the Wuhan lab to move the stuff to China. We've been tracking on this show, we saw the Red Chinese military teams that were down in the Berea, Kentucky area back about 2005. And they were playing around in the caves down there. And then not long after that, 2006 or 7, we started seeing white nose syndrome in the bats down in there, and also in Pennsylvania and West Virginia and different places where the caves, the bats were starting to die. You see, they were working the crap back then. And so now we got congressmen from Wisconsin saying, oh, we wonder if it might be that this erupted in Wuhan lab. Man, we know that for 2 years. And you're asking Fauci, did it come from a lab associated with the Red Chinese? Everything in the blooming country, Congressman, of Red China is part of the Communist Chinese Party and the People's Liberation Army. Where do we get these dummy people in office? They're ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. If you do not have a Berkey light or something like that to get and purify or filtrate your water with extra filters, then you need to get one. That's one that would be worth, if you had to use your credit card or whatever to do it. And get it delivered quick. If you don't have food, then you need to start buying additional food. If you do not have, and I'm going to tell you, did you see Brother Quayle posted? I know one of our friends in Washington State sent the article to us yesterday. And it was about Ebola. And they're working on Ebola. We got all kind of people in the United States down at the University of Texas at Galveston working on studying Ebola and maybe to get a vaccine for Ebola and what's about Ebola and all this kind of stuff. Well, you remember that's supposedly a biological safety lab 4 down there, but you remember that lab also was one that there was allegedly some leaks and stuff that got shipped wrong or we went up missing out of the Galveston labs. You know, it's just ridiculous. So they're going to try to sell you possibly on a new thing. They'll tweak Ebola to where maybe it's more easy to get. Maybe they'll put a chip in the 5G and the 6G or the 7G or whatever G they're really working on right now. Maybe that component will say Ebola 22, all right? Or Ebola 21, EB. OLA 21, just like the COVID-19 on the other supposedly component of the 5G towers and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say this one more time. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And, you know, meanwhile, your military is just scaring everybody. Why, we've got complete, you know, rainbow flag, pink jockstrap helicopter teams now. Helicopter crews. Oh, that's just great. And we're going to go full LGBTQ, all right? Inclusion for diversity. Just incredible, you know. Wonderful situation, you know. And then I tell you, that it is just going to be really something to see the Russian Spetsnaz and the Chinese commandos and the Revolutionary Guards. They'll be not quaking in their boots because we're going to let the nice ladies wear ponytails in the military now. Oh, the ponytail is better, you know, then you can grow your hair long and all of that, right? That's not the point of the military. The point of the military is to defend this country. And if you go to war, to go in there and take the butt of the other people and win the victory in the least possible amount of time with the least loss of life and prosecute the war at the most maximum percentage against your enemy. But oh no, we've got to get the wokes and we got to get the folks and we got to get the LGBTQ 54739s and all that stuff going. Ah, man. So what will we do when we got all this lovely military out here? And if you're white, if you're a Christian, you better get out of the military because they're coming for you if you believe in the Second Amendment. Oh, and incidentally, even if you're black, and you believe in the Second Amendment, you believe in Jesus, and you believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, well, then you're probably a white supremacist as well. You're a Tom, you see. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be fair, it's not going to be square, and the whole bit is not going to be as it was or ever will be again. Lord Jesus tells us that. What will you do when the inflation factor forces U.S. households to spend 40% of their income on food? Price of corn has risen 142% in the last 12 months. Corn is used in hundreds of different products at the grocery store. You think you might see some price increases, huh? You think old Hawk says buy some chunky soup, buy an extra can of Progresso soup, you know, get some cans of corn, some cans of green beans, whatever it is. Get the long-term storage food if you can find it. Get some of the Yoder's chunky meats and the other kind of brands as well. Get your freeze-dried meat. In 2019, and this is out of Mitch Snyder's the Economic Collapse blog, 2019, Americans spent an average of 9.5% of their disposable personal incomes on food. Okay, divided between food at home, 4.9%, and food away from home, 4.6%. Between 1960 and 98, the average share of disposable personal income spent on food by Americans, on average, fell from 17.0% to 10.1%. In other words, it got better. It got better in terms of what percentage of your income you were spending. Things got better, you see. According to the SDA, poor households spent an average of 36% of their disposable incomes on foods in 2019. But see, Joe Biden's got to make sure all that does. So we're going to see wild inflation. And, oh, is trucking part of that? Is trucking part of that? You better believe it is. $5, $6 gallon gasoline? You think that's going to make stuff at the grocery store more expensive? Can't get any drivers to drive the gasoline trucks because they changed the rules? Changed the rules on the licensing and stuff? So what are you going to do when you can't get gasoline? Well, I guess you'd better get your electric motorcycle or bicycle out, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But now we're going to have this ARPA-H. ARPA-H, or HARPA. The former vice chair of General Electric and former president of NBC Universal, Robert Wright, through Susan Wright Foundation, has spent years lobbying for an agency that would develop biomedical capabilities, detection tools, treatments, medical devices, cures for the millions of Americans who are not benefiting from the current system. See? While he, like Biden, has cloaked the agency's actual purpose by claiming it will be focused on treating cancer. Wright's 2019 proposal, you see, to his personal friend Donald Trump revealed his underlying ambition. But here's what he really wants to do, you see. What they really want to do, at first proposed in 2019, the flagship program of HARPA would be Safe Home. Short for stopping aberrant fatal events by helping overcome mental extremes. Safe Home would suck up masses of private data from Apple Watches, Fitbits, Amazon Echo, Google Home, your fancy you know, computers, your fancy stereo system, your fancy TVs that watch you and take pictures of you and record you while you're watching them in the living room, you know. Or your smart refrigerators that take pictures of what's inside your refrigerator and send that on up the line. And if you've got too much of this or that, too much meat in there, well, then you'd better get some mealy worms to eat. Or plant burgers that have been genetically modified with some kind of thing where the plant emits the taste of a beef steak. So what they want to do, involved in the safe home, is a pre-crime approach, which is now called DEEP, was activated just months before Trump left office. And you see, he was naive, but also justified as a way to stop mass shootings before they happened. Soon after Biden's inauguration, the new administration began using the information from social media to make pre-crime arrests as part of its approach toward combating domestic terror, given the history of Silicon Valley companies collaborating with the government on matters of warrantless surveillance. It appears the aspects of safe home may already be covertly active under Biden and only waiting for the formalization of ARPA H. HARPA to be legitimized by the public policy. And you got Ocasio-Cortez calling for, you know, a million different climate progressors or whatever that are going to come to your household and check you for, you know, climate violations and trash violations and this violation and the other violation. So they're putting their troops, they're putting their black man in the block. They've got the FBI, the CIA, the DIA, the DHS, the IRS. They got all of them now. HARPA, DARPA, IARPA, you know. E-DARPA, okay. All of them are coming for you. And this goes back, if the old timers remember it, Admiral Poindexter, who was the boss of our little famous Marine, Ollie North, right? Admiral Poindexter had the Total Information Awareness Network. He had that agency, and they had a world globe. And the world globe and part of the logo was Total Information Awareness. And then they had an all-seeing eye with a prism ray, a ray that was spanning the globe. And that's all they're doing is they're re-putting that in. They're going to surveil it just like they do with the red Chinese and the facial recognition. The red Chinese are getting your DNA. They're going to come to kill you. I told you in 2004 to sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. Put on the full armor gun and put on your other body armor as well, because these people and the red Chinese and the Ruski, they're going to come to eat your children, take your home, kill you, and do whatever they want with everybody else and all your money. They're going to come to do it, and it's part of the Luciferian plan to have no more than 500 million population total on earth in harmony. That's the Georgia Guidestones. Look it up. Show that to your children. Look up the Georgia Guidestones. Show them the picture of it or the video. It's up on the web. Meanwhile, we close down the Keystone XL pipeline and get rid of 100,000 of the best paying union jobs in the country. So if you're out there and you're in a union and you think, that, oh, Biden's just great, you're going to get the union jobs. Well, you know who they're going to go to? They're going to go to the illegal aliens, you see. But they're going to have a double tier thing to where if you're in the union now, but they're going to organize them, and but they'll start them at a different rate. And you know, you see what I'm saying? It's all double talk. So you need to methodically prepare based on your list, your preparation list. Holly Grenadale, Dare to Prepare, wonderful book. If you can get that, You can go up to standday.com and go to Holly's section. She's got a lot of pre-information about food and what food to have, what general equipment and what medical supplies. There's lists up there. You can go to Emergency Essentials. They have lists. You go to all kind of different preparedness companies. They have their lists, okay? Go right down, up and down the list. And whatever you can get, you get it, and you stock it up. You put it on the shelves. You get ready to go. You get your broken-in boots by the door. You get your TASGAD helmet. Incidentally, Sportsman's Guide, which I don't have any affiliation with them, other than I've bought a lot of stuff from them over the years, sportsmansguide.com has body armor. Just go to their site. They got a search engine on their site. Just type in level 4 body armor. That'll get you to where all of that is and get you the 3A and the 3s as well. And then you can go for a Kevlar helmet. That's another one to do, all right? And you'll see prices are pretty doggone good on that stuff. I know, ladies and gentlemen, I could be telling you about something else, but I'm going to say this. I think also that we're about ready to see a war break out, the Gog-Magog War, and then there's going to become a peacemaker comes on the scene who will probably be the Antichrist or the one who wants to do a counterfeit of Jesus. And then he will come to the fore to make the peace. And then you'll probably see the space brothers and the spaceships come on in. Probably see them, and they'll be telling everybody. And they'll be booming down into India, you know, that, oh boy, we are the Hindu god, or we are this god, or we're that god. They'll be over in China and say, your ancestors sent us. And other ends will be the Christians. It'll be the Jews in Israel. It'll be, you see, they will tell everybody, it'll be the Muslims in the Muslim countries. And they will say that we've been sent here by God, by Allah, by whatever, to save you. And one of the things, remember we were just talking about, they're going to try to cure cancer and all of that. And what a wonderful thing if they could do it, and they could do it if they really wanted to, except cancer is about a $50 or $60 billion a year business. Maybe $100 billion a year. Business. So they don't want to cure it. They like the $100 billion a year. GDP going into the medical industrial complex. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air? You want to keep Old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucy and ball batting him up against the side of the head and in the shins and wherever. And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Keep Old Hawk in the game. To be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. The Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a silver dime, ounce of silver, silver dollar, silver quarter, bit of gold, whatever it might be, platinum, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'll stay in the game and stay on the air as long as I possibly can to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come and how to prepare possibly for it, as I was told to do by the Archangel Michael and by Jesus himself. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to also get information that will be of vital interest to you, you need to get the Extinction Protocols, get signed up for that at stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, or call Steve at 406-586-4840, Steve Quayle's Extinction Protocols. You're going to be in the streaming event. coming up in June, or if they need to, they might move it up, but I think we'll probably be around the June 11th time. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be getting information that it's going to be a blessing to you, because a lot of people don't understand, where's this coming from? You know, we've gone to church, we've done all the right things, we sent our kids to college, we worked real hard, and blah, 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 and now it's all done with, and seems like, and we're going to war, and all this is going to happen. Why is it? Well, you get some of Steve Quayle's books also. I believe he's got a special. You buy two books, you get one free. You can also give those books to your neighbor or to your family, all right? You want to see the kids' eyes go wide and get them interested in it, get one of Steve Quayle's Giants books. Or get the Angel War books and look at all the pictures and all the stuff. Or get the Empire Beneath the Ice. Or if you just want some good, wonderful Bible and the premise of the promise by Brother Quayle, incredible book. But all of his books, go up there and look at them and get his DVDs. And pre-sign up for the streaming event. And also, Steve's got his podcast, which is Q Files 2.0. Click on that and you sign up for that. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down the line here and coming down the pike, and I want you to stay in the game. And this is not a time to be afraid. The fear is there because maybe you need to get better with the Lord Jesus. Maybe you need to pray and say, Lord Jesus, help me with my fear. Lord, make me, you know, more faster and more accurate, Lord. Make me able to discern the time, the hour, and to read the tea leaves and read the news lines, all of the stuff, to get and understand what is coming and to proceed at a much more rapid pace to get prepared for it. Because I'll tell you, if you know that you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you, then you know where you're going to go if you were to lose your life. That means you don't throw it away. That means you do have some possibly fear of that. But I'm going to tell you, it will hearken you to stand up and to stand against the evil, and it precludes somebody from grabbing your children or your wife or your husband, because there's a lot of husbands that don't prepare, but the wife or the woman in the house, she's preparing. While the husbands are off in no man's land or hunting their, hunting a par or whatever, you know. And there's nothing wrong with golf either. A 5-iron is a pretty doggone good weapon. A 9-iron or a pitching wedge, pretty darn good weapon. You can have one of them by the door. There's nothing illegal about that, but you can also have a little something else, too, you know? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Now, I would like to say this, too, is that all this pre-crime junk, all this stuff, it's all right out of the Red Chinese. It's all out of the Nazi playbook, the Cheka, the KGB, the FSB. The Red Chinese, Hut and Tut, you know, the whatever they are, you know. And now they're using AI and they're using every kind of electromagnetic waveform and all the different frequencies and stuff. But I'm going to tell you, with regards to that, the EMP, if you want to save some stuff, some radios or computers that will work, if you got additional electronic ignition parts, maybe for your truck or your car, you got some walkie-talkies, you can get galvanized, brand new, don't get the dirty ones, brand new galvanized garbage cans with tight-fitting lids. Some people on the small stuff can also use like the 50 caliber ammo boxes and that kind of stuff, but you can also do other types of things, and then there are these little things to plug into the wall that will help with the power, you know, in terms of an EMP. I don't know how well they work with the mass EMP, so you can better believe that what I'm going to do is to make sure that I've got some stuff in some galvanized garbage cans, all right? And just to recall, I mean, that is one of the keys to being able to get back up, but you better have more than one because they might hit you twice, you know? Might come back again. Because they have portable weapons as well. I also saw something interesting today on television, and it was a portable tractor beam. A portable tractor beam being developed by a university, okay? And it was able to turn it on, and using a frequency, they were able to levitate a small part, a small ball in the air. Turn sideways, upside down, down, right side up, whatever. And the ball stays there held in a tractor beam with a certain frequency. And you recall, I'm going to tell you, ask the Lord Jesus to protect you from electromagnetic pulse, to protect you from nuclear warfare, to protect you against all evil, and to provide you with superabundance so that you might have enough from many different sources where, heck, even people say, hey, I thought I would just, I'm your grandmother, I thought I would give you a little money so you can get us some more food. I hear that there's going to be food shortages. Well, you know what? There you go. At the same time, I will tell you, God bless those who are still getting the word out about Lord Jesus, and the Bibles are still getting going out from the Nunamakers. They, the Nunamakers live in France, but they have done 50 years over in the Asian areas. And right now, they're still getting Bibles and songbooks out into the Montagnard tribal areas in the many dialects of the each villages. Sometimes have their own dialects. And if you'd like to contribute to that, where people are hungry for the word of Lord Jesus, you can go to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Call it the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And I'll tell you what, that'll be a blessing because there's people in old French Indochine, you see. And that's Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Shan states in China, and, you know, parts of Burma and all of that. And met him during the Vietnam War, and a lot of special forces know about who the Montagnards were. And you generally tried to train them or fought with them or they fought with you, you know, against the communists. So while the U.S. is open, Joe Beijing is poking the bear right on the border with Russia over the Ukraine, where the Ukraine paid a whole lot of money to Red China Joe through his son Hunter, don't you know? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their Vesperian night without a fight, let me tell you. So, you know, another thing, as well as body armor, basket helmet, something like that, you need to think about, because they're pushing this Ebola, and they're working on the Ebola vaccine, and Ebola might be the next big virus, or this one or that one, or mutations of the corona, and that, blah, 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 okay? They could put a mouse pox out that was developed allegedly by a pharmaceutical company or bioresearch lab in Australia years ago, allegedly. that had about a 96 or 95% kill ratio. Not a less than 1% kill ratio, but a 95% kill ratio. All right? They can lay that on you. So I'm going to tell you what. Minimum of a Tyvek F suit. There are even better quality suits than the Tyvek F, although that's not bad. Get one that's a little bigger so you can put it over your clothing, or maybe your, you know, wear it over some of your, like your, wear it over your level 4 vest, you know what I'm saying? And you also need a high-quality, brand-new, military-grade type with the high-quality, full NBC or Seabird filters, okay? You also need to look at the different ones and see the ones that have a voice box where the people can hear you talk. You also can get one that has the filters to the side so that if you're aiming your rifle, you don't have it right out in front of you, so you can lay in the prone position, you see. And the thing is out here, and you can look down the sideline. A lot of people forget about that. You need the boots, the special boots, or the booties that go over your combat boots or whatever. You need the hoodie and the heavy gloves that are chemical and biological protecting gloves. And you can go to, I think it's called, what's the one called? I can't think of the name. I've said it a million times on here, but it's the gas masks and that, boy. Yeah, I'll think about it here in a minute. Maybe I can click it up on my stuff here and see where we're at on it. But, ApprovedGasMask.com, ApprovedGasMask.com. Look that up, ApprovedGasMask.com. They've got all the different models up there. I don't have any affiliation with them. So anyway, while you're going to get some kind of stuff laid down on you, or they're going to put the EMP out, or maybe pop some other stuff over America. You might see the ball out. You're going to need ApprovedGasMask.com. You're going to need the Tyvek FC, and you might want to get more than one, and you might want to get some stuff to plug it up if you rip it or tear it, because you can't have that, and get, if you can, multiple filters. They have sets, you know. Good, better, best type of sets where you can get the boots, the gloves, the suit, and the gas mask all in the same deal, all right? There are some of them, if you got bad guys, you need glasses. Like I know the M-95, M as in military-95 gas mask, and some others have the ability where you can get specialized lenses made and put in the little inserts that go inserts in behind the goggles, okay, of your gas mask or of the face shield of the gas mask to where they are your prescription. So you can get those, and then you also need one that will accommodate a specialized canteen or a drinking tube, because if you're going to be in the full-blown stuff, you can't take your mask off in the middle of a cloud of junk or virus or bacteria or whatever. You can't take them off to take a drink. So you're going to need the one that's got the specialized canteens as well. ApprovedGasMask.com. Take a look at it. And keep in mind that there are also things for babies, for toddlers, and for youth. You can't put a full-blown gas mask on a baby. You need a positive pressure system that first were invented during World War I in Great Britain, where you put the baby up inside it, and it had a positive pressure that would keep out any of the bad air and give the oxygen would be coming in for them to keep them able to breathe, you see. Baby Rangers, Youth Rangers, then they have a youth smaller gas mask as well. And that, and then also they have pet scenarios where you've got them for your pets, for your dog, your cats. You can put a positive pressure system over or inside of a cage, you see. And that's another thing. While you're buying food, if you want your best buddy, your dog, your fighting dog, or just a little old chihuahua that hears everything in the middle of the night and barks when anybody gets within 20 feet of your door or within a half a, you know, within a half a block, they can hear it and bark and alert you, then you better put food back for them. Just like another person on the team, a ration daily. A ration daily. Anyway, it's just going to be beyond belief. And the Lord Jesus told us about it. Matthew 24, Luke 21. But go back and look and see what he tells you in John 14. Read John 14, you children. You want to know how to have Jesus manifest himself to you? He tells you. You want to see Jesus? He tells you what to do. He also tells you that you can have a great effect because he's gone to the Father and you're in him and he's in you and you know, and he's given you the most marvelous gift. And he says, anything, if you pray in my name, I will do it. But keep my commandments. Now, incidentally, the commandment is thou shalt not murder. It does not apply to the war. If you're out there in the war and you got Chinese troops or Russian troops or 75 rioters coming at you to kill you, you don't have to allow that to happen. Don't go into their loose spirit night without fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high tech to project the weapons down on the enemies of the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, the old Fandango Ranger ready. Mickey LaPoo is on the trigger. And I will tell you what. The old Mars Hill gang. The old Warren Soul Drive gang. All of the good ones. The Beehives out of the South Carolina. All those up in Washington and Nebraska, Michigan, Tejas, Oklahoma, all over the place. And the Maine Maniacs. I can't name y'all. But God bless you and may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil.